The last time Congress passed a water bill was 2007. This latest bill, the Water Resources Reform and Development Act, also known as WRDA, is important for a lot of reasons. It sets aside money and authorizes big projects aimed at protecting the country's water resources. After years of water quality issues in Florida, residents and state lawmakers have been calling on Congress to finalize a plan. This week, Democratic Senator Bill Nelson announced House and Senate leaders agreed on a final bill with more than $1 billion for Florida. Congress signed off on projects that will store polluted water from Lake Okeechobee so it doesn't flow into the Caloosahatchee River, and others that will direct fresh water into Biscayne Bay and the River of Grass. But the bill does not include the Central Everglades Planning Project, or CEP, which is crucial. And it's not Congress's fault. The Army Corps of Engineers has delayed signing off on the project, which aims to restore the historic flow of water south from Lake Okeechobee. Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart represents a district that stretches across the Everglades, from Collier to Miami-Dade County. He's also a co-chair of the Congressional Everglades Caucus. He says he's frustrated and annoyed.
You know, water doesn't happen every day, and now this has created a major issue. So we're trying to figure out if we could recover from it, but the reality is that the Corps, at the upper echelons of the Corps, frankly, dropped the ball on something that is a hugely important issue, not only for Florida, but for the entire country.
Congress is expected to pass the bipartisan bill sometime next week. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.